Looks like it's the Seattle Super Chronic Cafe. Can you tell us about the cafe a little bit?
Hi.
Can you tell us about the cafe?
Yeah, Seattle Super Chronic Cafe is, due to the fact that it's a felony, we have to kind of be on the move. So it's a mobile facility that we can kind of cater to anybody's needs, but essentially just catering and events planning.
Wow, and yeah, with that new felony law, that's got to make things a little dicey, huh?
Makes things a little rough. I'm kind of a cannabis refugee having to go back to Portland just to do business. So this is a good idea, good place to showcase what we could do in theory if it weren't a felony.
Yeah, this is something that the legislators are going to have to understand, is that the unintended consequences of not having pot lounges are worse than what they could imagine a pot lounge would be, don't you think?
Absolutely. People are sitting there smoking on the streets, they're in their cars, but they don't realize that there's people that need it, people that are with government-subsidized housing, for example, that have MS that can't go somewhere.
Tourists.
Yeah, they keep going about tourists, but it's local people. It's people like myself that don't have a place to go that would like to. If your landlord won't let you smoke, if there's a government facility that won't allow it, those people really need it. Cancer people, MS. It doesn't matter what debilitating disease you have. There should be a facility where you can go and medicate with friends to have safe, legal access. And Seattle Super Chronic Cafe should be that bar that we can set. So I'm working on it.
Yeah, and I like what you got here. You've got the mixing going on. You've got beautiful couches, really relaxed kind of atmosphere. If people want to get in touch with you, how can they?
SeattleSuperChronicCafe.com.
I'm going to take some pictures. Thanks, man.
Thank you.